Yes, let us read Ephesians chapter 1, 4 to 5. I can read. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
Having predestined us to sonship by Jesus Christ to himself, Amen. According to the good pleasure of his will. What a blessing that we are chosen before the foundation of the world. Yeah. And this is according to the good pleasure of his will.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. In 1 John chapter 3, 2 to 3, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope, amen, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this light. Yeah. Our goal is to be perfected according to his will. Yeah, and Ephesians said so clear, according to his will. We have so many things, so many plans on this earth. Very often, we want to accomplish and also finish our goals, but everything is according to our own will. I have to ask myself very often, do I do everything according to his will? Yeah. So I think it's very important point for me, for all of us, that we want to, according to his will, be perfected according to his will, yeah. Not according to our own will. And this also the commandments, all the commandments we keep, is to be perfected according to his will. Yeah. And this has to do with our daily walking. Really, this has to do with our daily walking. I'm so thankful that after the First John, the conference, we were brought back to the beginning, to the tree of life. Yeah. This is really the beginning, and that in these last days, it is the mercy of the Lord brought us back to the beginning. And I think it is very also a blessing for the new saints in the church. They don't have to go through so long, and they come back and direct to the beginning. No more wandering, no more church hopping, but come back to the beginning, to the tree of life. Yeah, the time is really short. We have to really use the time to eat from the tree of life. I want to experience the Lord in all the situations, and in especially in his commandments, his word, so that I can experience him in all the aspect of the offerings to bring to the Father. It is not a coincidence that after fall of the man, God showed us the first thing to offer sacrifice to the Father. Yeah, we can also go back to the beginning and learn the example from Abel to please the Father. Amen, Lord Jesus. Yeah. In the beginning of the creation of God, he already set up his mind create us like him, just like him. In Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Yes, therefore I choose the song 307. It's really want to remind myself of all of us that we should be like him. We should be like him. Yeah. So how can we reach the perfection? Like him is by keeping his commandments. The previous meeting also said, he is the eternal life. Without his life, we cannot be like him. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord. But there is one in this universe prevent us to be like him. We know who that is or what is, right? So today, it's no more man, man, woman, woman. Yeah, this is the first thing he wants to destroy, to be like him. And we know this one, the evil one, will use all his strength to prevent us to be like him. Oh, Lord. Actually, his commandment, just we also fellowship, is not burdensome. And his commandment is also very simple and clear. In Genesis 2, 16 to 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. It is really simple command, right? You shall not eat from that tree. That's it. But Adam and Eve didn't keep it. The only simple commandment, they didn't make it. Yeah. And they knew it and they heard it, but they didn't keep it. Yeah, I don't want to be like one today. Hear something and just ignore it. And also they listened to God, but they didn't listen carefully. That's why they give a chance to this evil one to deceive them, to cheat them. They didn't hear very, very carefully what God said, right? So therefore, immediately in Genesis 3:3-5 said, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Verse 3 said, actually, Eve didn't repeat the sentence very clearly. She said, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. But Satan repeated that sentence correctly. He said, in that day you eat of it, you will not surely die. He is using the word surely die, but Eve didn't understand that. He actually diluted sentence. Oh Lord, really open my eyes to see. I want to know the word of God in detail. Understand it in detail. Not according to my concept, not to interpret that according to my personal understanding. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. Just like this. They ate the fruit and they died. You know, we can eat everything, all the things on the earth you can eat, right? But some of the things you can only eat once and you die. So this mistake made Eve and Adam, they are really, really not so smart. Oh, Lord Jesus, this is really a warning for me. And look at today's world, full of death. This is the result of not keep the commandment of God. This is the result. Oh, Lord Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 3 to 4, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Oh Lord, the result is not only the world is in the situation of death, we might be also deceived, even we are believers. In 1 John, I mentioned so many negative things because just to warn us, there is a evil one prevent us to be perfect, to be like him. Keep that in mind. Therefore, we have to watchful and be alert. So in 1 John mentioned many times about the spirit of error and spirit of Antichrist. Yeah. This morning, in our Lord's Day meeting, we read the verses, in First John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. Verse 1 here also. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Yeah, we have fellowships, it's not just test, also reject, not touch it, because we will be defiled. Reject. Actively reject. Not wishy-washy. Okay, I don't want to offend this person. What he said also a little bit gray, so I keep my mouth shut. No. If you keep your mouth shut, this teaching, this speaking will go into your mind and defy you. We have to clearly reject such things. As in Jeremiah chapter 29, yes, that's 29 verse 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name, I have not sent them, says the Lord. Rejected. Because if you listen to that, you might dream it. And that is dangerous. We should be, keep us holy and not be defiled. And it is really, John here remind us and warn us not be defiled by such things. Yeah. And also because we are so complicated. Just like I read this 2 Corinthians, the simplicity that is in Christ. Be simple. Accept the commandments of the Lord. Not analyze, not argue. Just with a pure heart, receive it. Because God loved us. God wants us to be like him. There's no trick. Only the devil play tricks, but our Lord is holy and righteous. Yeah. Go back to the word and obey the word and follow the commandments. So simple is that. Very often we are so complicated in our mind. Yeah. So that we just cannot accept the commandment of God. So therefore, be aware, there is a evil one want to attack us. So therefore, John warned us that there are false prophets and all the antichrists. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, the commandment actually in Genesis, because God won't give us life because he loved us. And today this is still valid. As George mentioned, the Ten Commandments is still valid today. Because he loved us, he want to make us like him. It is not difficult to follow the commandment. Certainly it's difficult if we don't have this anointing. We don't have this eternal life in us. But we have it, right? We have them. We have them. Now let this life grow in us. Let the speaking of the anointing really speak clearly and we can hear it. Oh, Lord. Therefore, I want to see this life change in me. Change me. We have fellowship many times, right? Evidence of the life is standing, always changing, grow. I want to see this, the evidence of life in me, in my daily life. The word of life, which is his commandments. Yeah. But just not simply follow the commandments. Do it out of yourselves, but with him together, with the Spirit, with him. Because it is easy to follow instructions because you just don't make mistake. You follow the instructions. Very easy. But that is from yourself. But I and we should follow the anointing together with the Lord. That's why God gave us the word and also the Spirit. Don't do that alone. Do that with the Spirit. Oh, Lord. Yes, therefore you see on the outline, I listed Psalm 119. Because after the conference, I asked myself, what are these commandments? How can I follow that? Right. And certainly I don't want to follow that as a user manual or something like that. I want to follow that as the word of life. Yeah. Then I remember the conference given by our brother many years ago concerning the Book of Psalms. And I went through the outlines, and exactly the Psalm 119 mentioned the word commandment over 20 times, not other Psalms. This one, over 20 times. Beside the word of God, beside law, judgment, all these words, only commandments over 20 times. Yeah. And this conference was in the 16 years ago, I think. 16 years ago. Yeah, I went through that. And with the light in 1 John, I read it. And wow, that is really the word of life. And that's another proof. The Bible is a book of life. It's not a book of knowledge or doctrine. Every time you read it, you have light. You have new life you can receive from that. Yeah. This is really after I have to repent after 16 years. And that time, this is really a knowledge for me. The alphabet, how many alphabet, how many paragraphs, and this and that. Yeah, I knew that. But it is knowledge for me. I never realized this writer is relying on the word of God, relying on the commandments, what God gave him to live, to walk, to conduct. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord. Yes, we want to should be holy and blameless before him, right? So, therefore, let us read 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. 1 Kings chapter 2, 3 to 4. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn, that the Lord may fulfill his word, which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. This is also a qualification for a king. This is what David spoke to his son. We want to be co-king also, right? To be like our king. So we should not walk against this law, against these commandments. Oh Lord, living by every word of God. This is really a way of life. The verses yesterday we mentioned in Deuteronomy, yes, we have a choice, but we choose life. We choose life. No curse, we choose life. Amen. Yes, I really want to learn to rely on the word of God and not find solution, just want to find some solution in the Bible. No. Or justification for my actions. This is not the way, the word of life. Yeah. And that is very often is my mistake. I have a problem and I read word and suddenly some word fits to my, solve my problem. I thank the Lord. But that's not the way. The way is a way of life, which means this word, the living word, should remain in our heart and not vice versa to find a solution, but is to automatically in us to solve all the problem we are facing from inward out. Yeah, I really want to repent and go on this the way of life. Oh, Lord Jesus, to give the Lord a chance to teach me his commandments. Yeah, to lead me on the way of life. Yeah, I think actually, I don't have to read all these verses. I encourage you go back to read Psalm 119. Very often, this writer put his condition first, and then he thanked the Lord for the word of God, which means he has full trust in the Lord. Lord, this is the way I want to go. You help me in all difficult situations, even in the chastening. He praised the Lord. He relied on the word of God. Yeah. So, I think this word in Psalm 119 is very clear. It's just a wonderful outline for us that we can read through that when you go home. And let us read together the last 8 verses from Psalm 119. Okay? The last 8 verses, and make that to our prayer that we really want to be like him, be perfected by his word. Verse 169 to verse 176. Maybe the saints in the meeting hall, Fountain Valley, can read for us.
Understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
Amen. Lord, this is our prayer. Yes, Lord. We want to follow and keep your commandment with all our hearts. Amen. Thank you.
A brother reminded us of the beginning. And it's good to go back to the beginning and read the Word of God. And in the beginning, there's only one commandment, like our brother shared, like what it's written there, and Adam and Eve could not even keep it. And couldn't even quote it, like this morning we couldn't quote. We had some kind of a okay, memory, what it is, but we couldn't quote it. Right. Because the word is not fully written into our being. But even one simple commandment they couldn't keep. I think this is very impressive, what is brought out this morning by Brother Mulchan. Simple, but it is really our condition. We think we could, but we couldn't. This is why the Lord is giving us His Spirit and His life, His anointing, His living, speaking within us to help us. And even the Lord Himself said, man shall not live by bread alone. Because bread is for your physical life. But by every word. And I don't think many of us Christians take it seriously. You really mean it? To live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I once told the Lord, Lord, in all my life, I want to be able to share every word that you have spoken in the Bible, in the Word of God. But not only to share, but to live by every word. By every word. You can share it and you don't live it. It means nothing. And if we don't live it, then it will be like what our brother shared this morning. That which is good, holy, given by God, eventually kills you because you don't do it. And why didn't we do it? Because we lack that life. Remember, we were not like Adam and Eve before the fall. We were after the fall. So we have the trouble. Sin came into us. And we don't take that evil one, like our brother shared just now, seriously. We don't take him seriously. But it was also in the very beginning, that serpent, craftiness. And don't ever think you're wiser than that serpent by yourself. Right. And the message today is we want to be like him. Which him? The capital H-I-M referring to Christ. But you have to realize the other one also wants us to be like him. The other him. So who do you want to be like?
Capital H.
Capital H. But unfortunately, you look at the world today. Who are they like? And if those who are in the top, those who are kings and rulers and government, are like that one, the other one, this is where we can have all the troubles today. Lawless. But the one sitting on the throne today, what did Hebrews chapter 2 says? Chapter 1. On his throne, his scepter is a scepter of righteousness. And he loves righteousness, but he hates lawlessness. And that is the reason why he is anointed more than his companions.
Amen.
So what do you love? Right. Today it's an age of lawlessness. And the one who is going to appear at the very end is called the Lawless One. The man of sin. The son of perdition. And the beast. No wonder that guy wants to turn human being into beasts. May the Lord give us understanding. The Lord has to give us understanding. And the Word of God is there to make us wise. Yeah. To give us understanding. This is what the Spirit is, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, and the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power and strength, and the proper knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Because if you don't have the fear of God, you're free to do anything. Because you're not thinking of the consequences. Right. So, may the Lord use this wonderful life in the Epistle of John to wake us. But the best way to keep His word and His commandment is to love Him with your whole heart. If you don't love Him, then it's really hard, and you'll be weary and tired of keeping His words and His commandment. But if you love Him, then His word, to keep His word, is not burdensome. That's why the sum of all the commandments, as the Lord answered that question, what is the best and the foremost commandment? The Lord summed it up in two commandments: to love the Lord your God, let alone with your whole heart. But this morning, I'll just stress to love the Lord your God. But you have to do it more and more with your whole heart, and with your whole soul and mind, and even strength. We are not like that yet. Perhaps we are not up to that level yet. But you have to start here. Then you go up. Nobody starts from the up. Then the trouble is you might fall down. But it's better to start here. And then you go up more and more. And you gain Him more and more. Even Paul says, not that I have already attained. Because we need to grow up to maturity. And as you grow, you change. Right. So praise the Lord. And then to love one another. This is the sum of all the commandments, the greatest commandment of all. Because if you consider this too and keep this too, then keeping the 10 will not be burdensome. Okay? So praise the Lord. But remember the very, very first commandment in the beginning, okay? Just one. Keep that one. I appreciate our brother Sherry. Just keep that one. Okay? Don't forget. Praise the Lord. Amen.